You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
I should have queued up, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it is my birthday.
I should have queued it up.
Even though when this comes out, it won't be my birthday.
Right, that's true. But it quite literally today is.
Literally, correct.
Yeah.
Yes, 57. I don't feel day over 56, but I'm bummed. Oh my God, you're so weird, Ronnie.
What, I was laughing at your bad joke.
No, it was not a terrible joke. And having mic problems there?
Didn't say terrible. Putting words into my mouth.
Mic problems?
Yeah, I am a little bit. And I got to plug my charger.
You got a lot of cords going on here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't you think you should have been organized before and set up before you did it?
Well, I didn't know my laptop was dead. But other than that, I was...
Oh, really? Laptop's dead. Why is that? Too much gay internet porn? No, I'm joking.
Rude. I was doing law school work, in fact, actually.
Proud of you, Ronnie. At least...
But you just digged me instead.
Oh, I'm just having fun. At least one of my kids is making college worthwhile. Brooks, like,
it's
party
not college, but
it's college.
No,
postgraduate.
It's if anything, it's more like a trade school than college. I feel like, because you're learning a very specific thing.
Actually, you don't learn anything that relates to law, but that's okay.
I mean, so you always say that.
You'll see. You need it. Don't get me wrong. Like
So you believe that you don't learn anything related to law?
I believe that law school teaches nothing to become a lawyer.
Do you think someone would be better off if they did, if they just started at a law firm than if they didn't go to law school?
And if the bar moved on, yes.
Why?
Because that's where you learn. That's how you learn to become a lawyer. When you went to your school of communication at BU, did you learn to become great film? Considering you were...
Well, now you're changing the parameters. You said, did you learn how to become a great filmmaker? Very different.
A filmmaker.
Do you learn the fundamentals in film school? For sure. Okay. Do you learn how to apply those better in the real world by actually applying them? Absolutely.
I think you need law school, but you don't need it. That's all. I'm saying, you get it, but I guess it's been such a long time since I went, but I don't know. You'll give me your opinion in 10 years from now.
Yeah. Okay.
It can't hurt. I mean, you got to do it. You have no choice.
Right. You do have no choice.
I have no choice.
I think I'm learning.
You are.
I must.
You're definitely learning.
It feels like I'm learning. It feels like I've, especially now, I mean, it's my second semester, it feels like I've learned so much.
Good. That's
compared
good.
To hear what that. I, seriously. When I started in August, the way I'm thinking about everything, but apparently not.
No.
I'm learning stuff that is nonsense.
Okay.
Not important
not,
to the.
I'm not looking at.
No. I'm genuinely. I'm confused.
Okay. Well, don't. I'm sorry to confuse you. I think that maybe I've been out so long. I don't know. I don't recall. Maybe that makes sense. I'm sure there's fundamentals that does teach you certain things that I think are good. But, I just think like anything else, when you're actually working out there, that's where you really learn, and you become good at what you do. And I think that. People can still become a lawyer without going to law school. That's what I think. Unlike, for example, medical school, you have to go to medical school.
Why?
Because I think it's learning the anatomy and the body is very different. You can't learn on the job. I think you
can't learn law on the job. If you fuck up a contract.
Okay. I'm telling you 100%. You would not know graduating law school the first thing about what to look for in a contract. Where medical school... You study the anatomy, you do things that's very different.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't agree, but you're in a better position, I guess. So you think graduating law school, you're in the exact same position to understanding what a contract is as mom. Do you actually think that?
Okay, let me give you an example. I'm going to answer questions right. If I give you a contract or a lease...
I've had 1 week of contracts, so I don't know yet.
I'm saying after graduating law school.
Mm-hmm.
I think the exact same position if you didn't necessarily go to law school.
Why? Based on meaning, what?
Because I'm going to tell you why. As opposed to medical school, at least they would have opened up the body. They would have done, they know about the body. It's different.
Because, right, but.
Because there's things
where that, you're looking at contracts, reading contracts.
No,
but. Isn't that the same idea as opening up a body, looking at a body?
It's different because there's a lot of ambiguity and salesmanship and business sense and playing with things in the contract where the body's the body. It's different. You can wing certain things in a contract where you can't wing it when you're performing surgery. Does that make sense?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. That's, I think you need law school, obviously. I'm not taking anything away. I'm not minimizing it. That's not what I'm trying to get.
You are, it's okay. You are.
No, I'm not.
That's how it feels, but it's fine. It is what it is.
Are you offended by what I'm saying?
No, but it is minimizing. Every time I bring up something, not every time, but I bring up something about law school, you're like, you're learning nothing. And then it's like, okay, so then why am I going?
Wow, that's how you feel. I'm sorry you feel that way.
No, it's all right. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm just communicating with you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying
that. You said you learn nothing about being a lawyer in law school.
From the practical standpoint of practicing.
Sure, and I don't disagree. I'm just communicating with
you. I think undergrad is a waste. I think that, I don't know. I think these universities and all, I just think it's a waste. You need it because I guess you need it. But look, you took the LSATs, studying your own without a course, and you killed it. I think if you went working with a law firm and you were paralegal for 2-3 years, you probably get better experience working for a paralegal for 2-3 years than taking a bar and becoming a better lawyer.
No one's disagreeing with that. But no one's saying you learn better by doing.
I will,
but you didn't say that's not what your argument was. You didn't say law school is a waste because you learn more on the job. You said you don't learn anything.
Okay,
at law school.
All right,
that's what you said,
Bronson. You take words literally. I don't know if it's true or for conversational purposes, but you understand what I'm saying. Meaning from a practical standpoint, of course, you're learning things when you're reading. You learn things. Every day I'm doing something, even walking out and I'm practicing law, if you might learn something. I'm talking from a practical standpoint in practicing law. Law school doesn't, I don't think, prepares you from a practical aspect. You have to do it. I'm not minimizing what you're doing. I think I tell you all the time how proud I am and you're doing a great job. I tell you that all the time.
Right, but so then why do you...
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Okay.
But so then why do you also say you're not learning it? Like when I bring up something to you, you're like... Yeah, but that's not real. Oftentimes when I say, oh, I'm doing this in this property. Oh, I learned about this today. It's interesting. And you're like, yeah, but that's not real.
Okay. I won't say it anymore.
No, say what you want to say. I don't want to minimize what it is. Like confused on why that is why you think that way.
Because I think when you're practicing for 30 years or whatever it is and you see that, and I'm not trying to take anything away from burst your bubble about law school, whatever, and you should be excited and learning, and I get it. I just think that it's doing it is a very different, that's where you're going to learn stuff.
Okay. I haven't gone to film school and then worked in film, learned way more in film. Like actually working in the industry.
Don't you think you could have went into film school and doing you did without going to the BU undergrad?
Sure, but don't you think that turning a camera on and making a movie is very different than, it's confusing that you think that someone who has been through law school is in the exact same position to understand what a contract is as someone who owns a salon and has never done anything legal in their life. Like, you admitted that. That's an odd thing to think.
No, you understand what I'm saying, Bronson.
Of course someone who's worked 30 years knows more than someone who graduated law school.
Of course you're learning in law school. I'm just being, obviously, any class you go to, whatever it is, you're learning, right? If you want to get literal, you're learning. So of course you're learning stuff. I'm talking from a practical standpoint. I don't find a lot of value in the lower education, it's college.
Not lower education.
Or even, okay.
Even undergrad's not lower education. That's the whole, it's deemed higher education.
You understand what I'm saying, though? I mean, college, I think, is a farce, and I think you are learning something. So I take it back. I won't say a word.
Say what you want to say. No, I'm also just saying what I want to say. I'm communicating with you how I feel about it.
But I also find that you think that, like, I'm belittling it when I tell you all the time how proud I am, I want to talk about it, stuff to you, things like that. So I'm not, it's not a personal thing to you. I understand your excitement about your excitement about law school, but it's just my opinion that I don't think it's, I think, look, I said my piece.
I know you're proud of me, but both can happen at the same time. You can be proud of me for doing the work and then also tell me the work's not important.
You really think that when I say these things, knowing me personally,
but you say it often.
I'll be much more.
I'm telling you how I feel, and you're saying, "Do you really think that?" I'm saying, "Yeah, I do."
Okay, then I will be more aware of it. Okay, I won't say it.
Okay, so happy birthday.
Because I'm not trying to minimize your thing, and I'm a little. I would think that you wouldn't be so, you take him over with a grain of salt, knowing my personality and what I say.
Do I seem very upset and distraught but about
you
this?
You actually do seem bothered.
Really? Yeah. I'm just bringing it up to you.
And you can bring it up. I don't mind that. I'm being honest with you.
Now you're kind of like taking me saying, I feel a way about this and being like, wow, I can't believe you're feeling that way. And it's like, why are you doing that?
Okay. Then? So you think
I'm shocked not, you feel
I'm
this
not
way.
Minimize. I am a little, I'm not minimizing how you feel. You can feel whatever way you want, but knowing your personality, my personality, growing up with me, the dynamics of our household, I am a little bit.
That I'm okay. telling you that, that, no, that weird.
You're, that, no, that you're a little sensitive over it. And that's okay.
I don't think I seem distraught or upset.
I didn't say distraught.
Or even bothered. I just brought it up to you.
No, I think you are bothered by it. And that's okay if you are.
It doesn't seem like it is.
Why not?
Because you're saying, wow, I'm shocked at this.
But I can't say concerning
my... Oh, of course you can.
Listen, you can feel any way you want. I validate how you feel. I'm just saying it's okay that you are sensitive of it or whatever. And it's okay. It's not a negative. And I will be much more conscious of what I say or how I say it. And I'm not trying to belittle or take away what you're learning, your excitement for it. And if I did or I whatever, I apologize because that's not what I meant by it. And I'm proud of what you're doing and I brag about you and I think you're doing great. And I don't think you'd be doing any better than where you are and what you're doing. And it's fine. I might be also tainted being older, been practicing law for all these years and not remembering so much about the law school component. But so I don't mean to take anything.
I'm not
away
claiming
from
law school is important. End all be all. I go through it. It's like a job to me. I don't think it's the best thing in the world. So that's not where I'm coming from.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry if you felt that way.
It's all right.
I'm nothing by it.
I was just telling you that.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay.
All right.
So happy birthday.
On that note, everybody, we take care. No, go ahead.
That was my joke.
Okay.
So it's your birthday. What do you want to do for your birthday? What are we doing?
It's over. My birthday's over now.
Yeah, but like when people say it's your birthday, it's like, sure, today's the literal day, but it's like when you choose to celebrate it is your birthday to me. Like the literal day is just a day. It's the idea of, oh, you get a moment to celebrate you. That's what a birthday is. And so you can choose that whenever you want.
Right. I don't know. What am I going to do? Tonight we're going to dinner, which will be nice. I'm looking forward to it. Tomorrow, I want to relax, and I want to relax on Sunday. I don't really care. I mean, we're having some people over tomorrow night, which will be fun and nice. But I want to get my work done in the morning so I can have the whole day free in the weekend. I don't have a desire to do anything special for my birthday. I guess because I'm out every fucking night. I just want to relax. So I just want to chill, relax. I wish the other boys are up here with you, and I'd be very happy just hanging with the family and doing nothing. To me, I know it sounds weird, but
I don't think that sounds weird at all.
I don't need to celebrate. I don't need to make a big deal of it being my day. I would just like to chill, have nothing hanging on my shoulder work-wise, and relax. I got to take care of my ammunition, organize that. I got some things I got to do in my in the house I got to get done. And if I can get that shit accomplished and relax, I want to watch a movie in the movie theater. I just want to chill.
Yeah, I
take the dog for a walk Sunday. I like being outside and doing those things.
I equally feel... Like when it's my birthday, I'm like, that shouldn't be a big deal at all. I don't want this to be a thing. I don't want people to be like whatever over me. But then when people aren't, I'm like, fuck that person.
No, I get it.
I feel both ways.
I get it.
I genuinely am like, I don't want anyone to make a thing about this. It's annoying. It's just another day. Don't make a big deal. Don't make it a thing. Just even if you don't want to have your birthday to me, I don't want you to. But then when someone doesn't, I'm like, wow. That's so rude. I feel slighted by them, but I don't want them. You know what I mean?
I get it. It's like, because you want to acknowledge, but you don't want to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah. And you don't want anything. But then when someone doesn't acknowledge, you're like, what the fuck? You should acknowledge. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Listen, I'm happy at being in my special day. I mean, what the fuck's client call me at 6 o'clock on a fucking Friday night? Seriously. What the fuck? I'm happy.
Like, that doesn't happen in law school.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, I get it. I'm okay with it being about me, but I just want to relax. That makes sense. I just want to chill sure. every night.
But then also with that, it's that same like two double-edged things sword, at the same time. Sword. Because it's like you do genuinely probably want to feel like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit and relax and have no plans because I always have plans.
But then when it's over, it's anticlimactic.
But then if there's no plans, right? Then if we're like, okay, no, let's just relax and hang out, you would be a little upset. You would be like, no, we should do something. Like, there should have been something special done. And I agree. Yes, I feel that same way.
I hear you. Like, this afternoon, I took the afternoon off and I ran fucking errands. I mean, I had a nice time. We got, mom and I did, we got our nails done and relaxed. That
fucking. You said I'm the one watching the gay porn.
Pedicure? I don't mean it. The gay porn was just a funny thing.
I'm just calling you gay now.
Because I get a pedicure? It's awesome. Yes. Let me see how to
bottom. You said we went and got our nails done.
Yeah.
That's gayer than saying I get pedicures.
You're right.
We went and got our nails done. That's such a gay sentence.
That is a gay sentence. But
I took off work early, got my nails done.
Got a Brazilian. No, it's good. It's good. Tomorrow night will be fun. And tonight I just want to chill and relax. I know that all I want to do is just hang with the family. That's all I really care about. If we went out.
You only got me. Well, Bryce is in Tampa, Brooks in LA.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'll take
it. So I hope I can suffice. I'll suffice.
It's all good. You and I are going to study torts tonight.
No, okay. Fuck torts. No, we're gonna I'm done with torts. That was my worst grade. And
B+, by the way, worst grade.
But I mean, don't air my grades out to the public.
I mean, that's your worst grade?
I know, but you don't talk about grades. I'm just saying it's...
stop.
It was my worst grade, and it was everyone in my group's worst grade, and it was because of the fucking professor. But I'm not going to get into it because this is public.
That's okay. It's all fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, there's been a lot of crazy shit that's happened in the last, like, literally 24, 48 hours. I don't know if you know, but we can totally pivot into it.
You heard about Sports Illustrated going under, right?
Oh, that's yeah.
Okay, but that's an icon thing.
But though. That's so not... Well, so, okay, let's talk about that whole thing.
No, we don't have to. Just,
no, 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 I'm let's
just,
do it. Let's do it.
But briefly.
Well, so it's not just Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated, like, laid off all their people. LA Times laid off, like, 80% of their staff. BuzzFeed News closed up. Like,
why is all this happening? Social media? Why am I talking like that?
A lot of people, like, people are saying... It's the phrase, like... that people have termed go woke, go broke, you know, like,
yes, that's
if you're
yes.
Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
And you're,
what a shame
you're only putting like trans women on your stuff. No one's going to buy your newspaper or your magazines.
Right. Woke,
and therefore
broke, right.
you're going to not sell
yep.
any magazines.
Yep.
And then you're going to have to go out of business because your business is selling magazines. That's what a lot of people are saying. I think that's maybe part of it. I also think part of it is just no one cares about news anymore. Like, LA Times has always probably been pretty left-leaning. But they've, like, let me get the exact number up of how many, like, let's see, news company layoffs. It's like a big thing happening right now. Layoffs. This is all the major tech layoffs. I don't want that. Tech layoffs balloon in January's Wall Street rally lifts. No, this is all tech layoffs. New, or what should I do? How should I say? Because when I'm putting in news layoffs, it's giving me news about layoffs. But I want layoffs for news. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So it's like the way you search it.
You should know this. No, I know. Like Alexis, a Nexus search.
Alexis?
It's like a Lexus Nexus search.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not an Alexis search.
There's a way to, let me just do at Los Angeles Times. Yeah, this says the LA Times plunges into chaos as brutal layoffs loom. Journalists of color hit hard by LA Times layoffs. That's
why journalists of color?
I don't know. It's weird that it would say that one. What would be the term for that? Whatever. I can't.
Matter.
Newspaper, maybe. Newspaper layoffs. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But that's it's a big thing that's happening. I think, one, the economy is bad. Two, the model has changed.
I agree. I think it's all on the internet.
Yeah. Well, they're on the internet. But like the model's changed because we are posting clips of the news for free. Right? Like, we post on TikTok the news sometimes. People shouldn't always listen to it, but we claim it as
they
the news.
They should always listen to
it. No, I mean, like, take it as this is the news.
Anything I say, people should take as this is the news.
But then if you want to go get the news at the New York Times, you have to pay $4 a week. So it's like, why would you pay $4 a week when you can then just go get it way more easily
for
free?
When you pay $5 a month and get it from us.
True.
Patreon.
And we're way more entertaining. You're listening and watching us.
And ours is the correct one.
Well, honestly, that's a thing too. It's like the New York Times. So the argument 5 years ago to that point would have been...
we're better looking.
No, to the point, like the counter argument would be, sure, your news is free and the New York Times costs money, but the New York Times is vetted. They have real journalists that are working, getting to the bottom. They have sources. It's real, real news. You're just claiming things. You have no source. So it's like, true, that's valid. But that's not valid anymore. These publications aren't accurate.
They're nothing more than editorials.
They're no different than us, truly. They're no different than us just saying.
Because ours has common sense, experience, life history behind it, smartness. So ours is much better.
Smartness, is that a word?
Yeah, it's just like when you said funnily.
Yeah, funnily enough.
Yeah, that's what we do. We are in the, what's the dictionary? The slang dictionary?
Urban dictionary?
That too.
But it's true. Like the New York Times, which used to be like worth paying for.
Yeah, they used to
really no different than what we're doing. They're just saying things. There's no backing.
So when people used to commute in the train, everyone had the newspapers, and now everyone's on their phones looking at everything. Different. It's a different medium, different style, different way.
Sure, but like if the New York Times was still really, really good, you'd pay for a newspaper subscription back in the day, right? And read the actual newspaper. Correct. Now you pay for the same subscription, you just get it on your phone.
Well, I think correct, but I think it's changed. I do think there's so many things out there that people rather go something for free because you can still get the news without going to the New York Times. And I think it's generational. To right. We're saying, and I think it's also generational. I think that your generation was not, they never catered to that. I think it's like Kodak. They never, you know what I'm saying? They didn't adapt to grow with the times to reach
or Blockbuster.
A certain group or age group or demographics and they become archaic.
Obsolete. They didn't evolve with the times.
Correct. I think they're like a dinosaur now in that regard.
And you know Kodak, funny story, Kodak invented the first digital camera. And an engineer invented it at Kodak, and the higher ups in the organization were like, this will
destroy our film, business.
We're canceling that department. That project is gone. We're only going to focus on film because
that's where they make their money.
But then 5 years later, every other company had the film camera or digital camera. And if they were like, you know what? No, we're pivoting our business and we're going to develop that film camera, no pun intended, develop. We're going to work on that film or that digital camera. And we can do both businesses. They doubled down and they lost the gamble. Right. But remember, it's stupid to do that in business.
But Kodak's model, and I get it, was not really the hardware, although they make Kodak cameras. It was the film, which the consumables were reusable. That's where they made their money.
Yeah, but
I agree with you. It's a risk factor.
Like Netflix is the opposite. Netflix was the same as Blockbuster. They didn't have brick and mortar, but their whole business, do you remember? You used to go on the website, you used to select the DVDs you want, and they would mail them to you.
Yes.
The DVDs.
Yes.
That was their entire business. It was the same as Blockbuster, just you got it in the mail instead of going to the store. Then when the technology for streaming came around, they pivoted, and Blockbuster dug their heels in. Blockbuster could have easily, they were the bigger company, they could have easily developed the website for streaming.
Right, before like HBO, Netflix. Anyone, just call Blockbuster.
Right. The technology was there, but Blockbuster was like, we have all our stores. If we put it online, no one will go to our stores, so they can't do that. Netflix said, okay, we'll do it. And then now Netflix is one of the biggest companies in America.
But it's so funny because it all depends on who's making the decisions. Because I'll give you a perfect example. I'm very old school. If I was one of the people making the decisions, I'm like, well, I'm not doing a digital camera. I'm admitting it. I had a hard time.
I can't see your mouth.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'll sit up straighter.
I had a hard time. Now I'm okay. When the internet first came out, and everyone's like, you're going to have to do it. You have to get on social media. Now, I still don't have a Twitter page or things like that.
That's
saying when people are like, you got to get on.
You got to talk into it, yeah.
Is there that better, Bronson? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What?
I'm not mad.
It sounded like you were.
I get annoyed. It doesn't mean I'm mad at you. I'm just annoyed.
Okay. I'm just trying to help.
Listen, I love you. I promise you, zero mad at you. I might get annoyed, but it has nothing to do with you. Like the mic might fucking be like moving the mic. That might annoy me. Now you might say, why does it annoy you? It's just who I am.
What were you saying?
So for example, I remember someone saying, You have to get, on Facebook, this, that, whatever. When it first started, I'm like, this whole internet thing, well, you got to get a domain name. I'm like, I'm not getting a domain name, but I'm being honest with you. I was late to that thing because I am old school mentality. Like, could you see Pa doing this? He'd be like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but like, that's...
I agree with you.
That's what prevents the growth. But then there's the counter, like there is the...
I agree with that. Yep.
Like, you could be like, oh, we're going to pivot because this is the future. And it's not. Like Netflix pivoted. They were like, we're going to lessen our DVDs.
Like DeSantis is doubling down with COVID. It could have went the other way in Florida. Shit could happen.
Right. Sure. Right. Like you could be a business. You could be like crypto is, or NFTs. You
Correct.
Could be like, NFTs are the future. There's so much money in it. Everyone's doing this. We have to pivot.
Correct.
And then a year later, it's done.
Right.
But you could have seen like NFTs and been like in an alternate world. You could have been like, I'm not even touching that shit.
I said that.
And then it could become the future. Like Kodak with digital cameras. Digital cameras are like, that's one of the biggest technologies in the world now. Everyone has one in their pocket.
Yes.
And Kodak had the first one and they said, we're not touching this.
I get it. But I'm saying I would be one of those guys that are old school and say, I'm not doing it. And it would have been a mistake. Like if you said, I said it so many times. If you say, we're going to put water in a plastic bottle, sell it for $4. I'd be like, who the fuck would ever invent that? Who would put money into that? I wouldn't put a dime into that. And look at that industry. Huge.
Which does make sense to me that people wouldn't have thought that that was a good idea. When you were a kid, how did you carry around water in a bottle, in a metal bottle, like a canteen?
No one carried water. It became
Why?
A closure.
Why didn't you carry water?
You drank from a hose or from the faucet. I'm not joking when I say this. You literally wanted water.
Like, let's say you were driving for 3 hours. You just didn't drink water?
No,
you just sat there?
You didn't drink water. You didn't carry. There was no...
But you would bring like a juice box or a carton of milk. Like you guys had those.
Yeah, but no one drank water like that.
Isn't that weird, you think?
Well, it's weird. It's weird.
Like you didn't drink water?
If we wanted water, we literally would just have it from the faucet or the hose. And you fill it up in a cup.
Yeah, but...
We had canteens.
Right, that's what I was saying. You carried in like a metal bottle.
Yes. Right, but not so like a metal bottle like what you're thinking.
Right, like a canteen. I know what you're... Yeah. I know. Not like the Stanleys nowadays.
Right.
I mean, they did have Stanleys back then, like thermoses, but that was more for hot stuff.
Right.
But
I'm just saying, people didn't drink water like we do today. People drank more soda and juices.
Yeah.
Like high C was a big thing, and no one drinks that anymore.
I mean, people definitely drink a lot more water now than they used to.
The culture is like the coffee culture. It's a big culture.
And everyone says water is so important. You need to drink a lot of water. People are like obsessed with drinking water on every level. Like doctors to just like parents are like, water is so important. You got to drink it. You got to drink it. Drink a lot. But up until
15 years ago?
Yeah. Up until 20, 30 years ago, people rarely drank water. They got their water from... Other aspects. They got the water from their food or from
100%.
Juice or soda or wine.
It's just a cultural change. It's the change.
But it's weird.
They get the water from wine, but go on.
Yeah. No, like in ancient Greece and like in Rome, they didn't drink water. They drank wine all day.
Growing up, we drank literally from a hose, faucet, or the parents bring out a pitcher of water with cups. That's it. Dixie cups.
No, but that's still cups. Drinking water.
My point is that's how we got our water intake. We don't walk around with water.
Yeah. But everyone nowadays is water obsessed.
Everything's water or carrying. It's
every single person.
Even coffee, Ron.
Yeah.
Coffee. All you had was diner coffee.
No, but that's an American thing. This water thing is universal. Water up until 20 years ago, anywhere in the world was not consumed on a daily basis. It was like you drank other things and people were probably pretty dehydrated most of the time, but everyone was fine.
You know, probably.
Think if I don't drink,
no, listen.
How many of these do you drink a day?
Probably 8 to 10.
Okay. And so if you drank like.
And they were 20 something ounces?
Drank
how
like
many ounces
four,
are they?
16? No, okay. 23.7, random. If you drank like three of those, your pee would be like very dehydrated, right?
No, that's not true. That's not true, Ronnie. Plenty of people don't drink a lot of water.
Right. And they're dehydrated.
They survive.
So why do you drink all the water you do then?
I like water. First of all, I always like drinking. No, I mean, I just like water. I like
you like the act of something. Like, what do you mean? You
no,
like
I feel
drinking?
Like I talk a lot, so I'm always on the phone, whatever. So it's sort of like, you know, helps.
Right, but back in the day, like, what would you drink? That's what I'm saying.
Well,
maybe not you, but like,
okay, we would 100 have soda or juice. That's what we did.
Right, and everyone was fine. But now everyone's like, you got to drink water. Otherwise, your skin is going to go bad. Otherwise, you're going to develop, you're going to be dehydrated.
Things change. I think water is good to have. I do think water is very healthy to have. But it's just, it was a culture and maybe lack of education. So like,
no, I'm trying to argue the opposite. I'm saying, I think we don't need to drink water like we do in our society nowadays. We're so water obsessed, but it's like for thousands of years, humans didn't give a fuck about water and they were all fine.
I think that.
But we also are healthier nowadays, but
I think
we?
It's probably healthier to have more water, but I think you'd still survive no problem without it.
There might
the
be
way a, we used to drink it.
We don't know if it's healthy. We've only been doing it for less than one generation.
Water. It doesn't do it. It's water.
I don't know. What if constantly flushing your body be bad.
No, I don't think so.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that
like
I know.
Like constantly having to pee?
The pee is like waste, though, which is good.
No, but certain things need to be like absorbed by your body, right? If you're constantly like putting something in, it's going right out.
The waste gets absorbed. If you, listen,
but what if it's so fast?
But you ever, okay, I drink so much water. Sometimes, this is such a stupid conversation, that the urine is more yellow and sometimes it's clear. So maybe there's no waste that's coming out. Maybe it's just the water.
Sure, but like your food goes in your stomach and it takes like hours of your stomach working on it to extract what it needs.
And because then it goes through. A solid. Right, but water's different.
But if you're filling your stomach up, I don't know what the science is, but I'm just speculating. If you put food in there and then you fill your stomach up with liquid and then the liquid pushes it all through, which it does.
No, I think the water goes through just like it can go through cement.
But also,
like
if you're that. Even if let's say your stomach is a balloon, right? Like,
all right, let's move on to the real topic.
Picture a balloon. You stuff a bunch of meat in the balloon, and it's all touching the outside of the balloon because it's solid. It's just like right, the meat is touching all the balloon.
But the balloon has an opening in the bottom. Big difference, Bronson.
No. Let's blow balloon up.
Right. I'm saying if you want to treat like a stomach, does the end of the stomach is to the intestine is open. So it's like when you do filter of a water coffee and you pour water through it, it still comes out. So what I'm saying, so the water might help with digestion, but it's still going to come through.
No, that's not the stomach. Your stomach is closed until it opens. It's not a one big tube. Like think, if you chug this water, you can feel it sloshing around in your stomach. It doesn't just go right into your bladder.
Right.
So it sits in your stomach.
No, but at some point the stomach opens up.
Right, but I'm saying like think about a balloon. You put meat in it and the meat is touching the outside of the balloon. That's your stomach lining. That's where the acid is breaking it apart and you're getting the nutrients. Now you fill that balloon up with the meat and you fill it with water. The meat's not touching the stomach anymore. It's just touching the water.
No, it's still there. The acid.
I don't know.
The body knows what it's doing.
Or you're diluting the acid, let's say.
The body knows what it's doing.
No, but maybe not. Maybe we're drowning our stomachs with too much water.
I don't think so, but okay.
I've never thought about that before. I think there's something there, honestly. We don't know yet. We've only done it like my lifetime. Yeah. That's it.
100% water does not damage the fucking body. It's healthy.
You can drink too much water. You can drown by drinking water.
I know you can. I'm talking in general terms. You could do anything in that's excessive. But let's move on to some of your topics.
Okay. What a pivot to this, I guess. This is like a huge thing. This is like, we should have started the episode with this.
Well, you wanted to get something off your chest, and I said something that was inappropriate, obviously. It's not a bad thing. So then we talked about that, and hopefully you cleared the air. What's so bad? I think I'm being very nice, and I'm saying to you, I hear you, I meant nothing by it. I love you and I apologize. So it's all
understood.
Good. Yeah, I wasn't being defensive or trying to double down and be a dick. I get it. And you should be, as a young law student, you should be excited. You should feel that you're learning. You should be learning. So I think it's great.
I think I'm learning.
And I would never want to take away from that. So I apologize. So go ahead.
It's all right. I don't even know if I... This is so much to talk about, this topic. This is so much information. Should we just go into it?
Just go in.
Okay, have you heard anything about what's going on in Texas? This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. It's the holiday of love coming up, the holiday of sensual and perhaps sexual encounters.
What is that?
Valentine's Day.
I know, I'm teasing you.
So you need to be prepared. You need to be ready down there.
You're telling me I need to be prepared?
I'm telling the,
okay,
the
I know you are.
Generic you, the you listener, are. That they need to be prepared. They need to be ready for this holiday.
Both male and female.
Right. And the way you can get ready is with your Manscaped products, because
I noticed you're using the back of your neck. It looks good.
Yeah, I'm going to shave later today too.
Sorry.
So we can walk through. I use the Beard Hedger, which is like their beard trimmer. It's great. Then I shave with their straight razor, you use their handyman, which is just like the electric trimmer.
I have a
trimmer.
Couple things I use. I like the nose thing, which is great.
The weed whacker, it's great.
I think it's great.
And eat for your ears, okay, too.
I like the one you talked about, you just said, what was it called?
Handyman.
Yep. And I love the portable razor, electric razor. No, I like
That's the handyman. That's what I'm talking about.
And I like
The little one for your chest and your balls.
No, the blades. How does it not?
It's magic. It's so smooth.
No, it's so smooth, but it literally, that doesn't nick you. You have a better chance of the other ones, the electric ones nicking you, but not the fucking blade nicking
not
you.
Not the actual blade.
It's shocking.
And so Manscaped has those great products to actually get rid of your hair, but a lot of people don't realize their lotions and their deodorants and stuff. That's where like some of the best stuff that they have is. Because like you're going out on Valentine's, right? You're taking a nice woman out or a nice man, up to you, whatever you want. And if you prepped by putting on like, so they have this thing called the Crop Preserver. It's a ball deodorant. So it's like a little lotion. You just put it on your, wherever you want, really. But like you think, oh, my underarms sweat. So I got to cover that up. Everyone puts deodorant on, but it's like, I don't know about you, but my balls sweat.
Yeah, you got a lot of shit going on
there. And it's like, not only is their hair, but it's just, it's tight. There's two layers on, you know, there's underwear and your pants. So it's like, it sweats.
Oh my God.
But if you put the ball deodorant on, the Crop Preserve for Manscaped, you don't have to worry about that at all. It's like, you're not going to sweat. You're going to smell good down there.
Is it oily? Does it dry nicely?
Yeah, it's like putting on lotion.
So it dries.
Yeah, but it dries very quick. So you don't have to worry about it.
And has a nice smell to it.
Very nice smell. So it smells good. It keeps it smelling good down there and it keeps it like fresh.
So get me one.
Okay.
All right.
You can get all of it at manscaped.com. Use the code daddyissues20 and you'll get 20% off and free shipping on your entire order. So once again, prep for Valentine's Day and just every date you have and for yourself at manscaped.com. Use the code daddyissues20 and you'll get 20% off and free shipping. From like 2 weeks ago to now.
Pretty fucked up.
Okay. So what do you know?
Texas stopped with the board. People coming from the borders and the federal government is trying to come and say you can't do that. And they want them to open it up and stop it. And I thought today they were coming to the federal government, were coming in and with their national reserves, national guards, and the Texas, and there's other states and governors that are supporting Texas that are coming in with their own local forces to prevent the federal government from doing what they want to do to let people in illegally over the borders. That's my general understanding of it. Okay.
Okay. So and I'll fill in and details.
Which everyone knows my position, but I'm going to say it anyway. 100 billion percent, I support Texas.
Yeah, I'll fill in that. That's definitely the gist. And
I'm just trying to move it along. That's what I was trying to get at. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I think the details in this are important.
And I don't know what. And I don't know what happened today. I know something was supposed to happen today.
No, it's supposedly they gave them all of today, 24 hours, starting okay. So
fuck the federal government. Seriously, fuck the federal government.
Okay, so first, just want to start this out by saying, since the first day of this podcast, I have been on this side of the issue, and no one else has been.
What side is that, honey?
That the states do not need to listen to the federal government.
I do remember. I give you credit.
With everyone about it, and I've literally said to every, not just you on this podcast, everyone in my life, I've always been on this side, and I've always been met with, that's crazy. But now everyone's on my side, so I just want to put that out there.
Okay, so you
before want, we get into this, I want to pat on the back.
You want some affirmation?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I have been saying these ideas that are now coming to fruition by state governors. And I've been saying these ideas and I've been shut down.
I'll give you a little more affirmation. I do tell Mama Tony, I say, a lot of things Bron says about the podcast end up coming true.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate the
just letting you know that.
The acknowledgement.
Okay, no problem.
So, and even 2-3 episodes ago, you said something, you were like, we were talking about how things are so crazy. And you were like, if Biden gets into office, I don't know what we're going to do. And I was like, maybe Florida will just not recognize it. And you were like, well, didn't you tell us once that Texas used to be its own independent?
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then you were like, maybe that'll happen again. And now we're seeing it. So we've been talking about this for a while.
I think that you are more knowledgeable and more well-read on these issues. And I make my opinions on it. And
well, I'm saying were talking about this idea.
I'm saying too. Right. And I'm agreeing with you. Like yes, I'm agreeing with you. So I'd be very happy if Florida was its own country.
Okay, so what's happened is like 2 weeks ago, Texas put up, the Governor Abbott of Texas instructed the Border Patrol to put up razor wire on the border.
Nothing wrong with it.
Right, like that's what it's called, right? Razor wire?
Barbed wire.
Barbed wire. So put that up on the border.
Good movie, by the way.
Barbed wire? Yeah. I don't know what that. Barbed wire sounds like a female assassin in like a 80s A-team type movie. Barbed wire. Okay, you know,
now,
doesn't it?
Now, just let's divert for a moment. Type in Barbed Wire the movie. And
was I right?
I'm not going to say a word. Barbed Wire the movie. You put in the movie?
Oh, yeah. I did know this with Pamela Anderson. And that's
look
right.
How good she looks there.
That's maybe why I was subconsciously, I knew what it was already.
Let me see. Let me just pull one up. Let me see.
Great name, by the way. Absolutely the way. Great name.
God, if there's a God, he did right by her. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Texas put up this barbed wire. Then the federal government was like, you can't do this.
Which is so fucking retarded. Like, butt out. And why can't you do it? Tell me why you can't do
it. So the Supreme Court, in fact, was the one that said you can't do this. So we can find out why. Because the Supreme Court doesn't, they base it on stuff at least.
That's true.
It might not be fully valid. They stretch things here and there. And I've been in the last few months reading a lot of Supreme Court decisions. So I do see their
older decisions.
Oh, no. Most of what we read is like Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Roe v. Wade, that kind of stuff.
Right. The new Roe v. Dobbs is the new one.
Yeah.
So mom asked me a question. I know we're all over the place, but I wonder if your law school, what you learn is the same as what I learned. Like it's the same.
So there are certain cases that are like fundamental that haven't been overturned. You remember when you're talking about international shoe for like jurisdiction, right? Or like Erie for jurisdiction, or like there are certain cases.
Isn't it weird to remember the names?
Yeah, but there are certain cases that are like so
fundamental.
Right. And in my business associations class, we just read, it was Meinhard v. Salmon. And it was from like the 20s, but it was about like, it's about the scope of a partnership and how you like fiduciary duties that you owe to a partner. But apparently like this case has been around since the 20s and it's taught in every law school. That's like, it's everyone knows this case. So there are certain cases that are like fundamental, but a lot of what we're learning are like, you'll see the case, like, you know, you always see the case date. And a lot of it is like 2011, 2021.
Okay.
So you see a lot of those.
So
then that's when the law's changing.
Right. So my question is, but are you learning? But I guess the basic fundamentals are the same when I went to law school.
As long as they haven't been overturned.
But even if they're overturned, the elements are different. But the basic, like learning contracts, torts, constitutional law, criminal law, estate, you know.
No, but some of it, like in criminal procedure, I forget what it was. We were talking about something, and then our professor was like, but in 2011, they changed the rule. So this is not applicable at all anymore. Now you have to do this.
But you understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about. The law might be different because it might have changed and there's new law. Like, for example, when I went to law school, there was no cybersecurity issues. There was no internet. There were no cell phones. So all that's a whole new arena.
But like in property, remember I was telling you, like we were learning about MERS and like title searches on the internet. And you were like, you do that now, but you wouldn't have been taught that when you were in law school because the internet didn't exist. Computers.
No, right. It was done, like I said, manually in the clerk's office. And you had to do what's called LIBOR books, LIBOR. And now it's all electronic. But I guess still the fundamentals, real estate, they touch base on every topic, I guess. And you decide what interests you and you pursue that further.
Most liberal arts,
you take your basic liberal arts class and then you decide what you like.
Yeah. Most of the cases, it depends on the class, but like contracts cases and like contracts and torts classes, all the cases we're reading are from like 1804
and Commonwealth of Massachusetts is very different,
right? And it's like
very different.
A man rode his horse into a saloon, and it's like that kind of shit.
And do you think all law schools teach the same stuff? I would think they have to.
First
year,
they have to. That's the rule. That's at least ABA accredited schools. Gotcha. We're all learning the exact same thing.
Okay, so go on with that.
And we have to log hours, and if you miss a certain amount of classes, like you can't take the bar. Gotcha. Then.
Okay. Talk about Texas.
Wow. Supreme Court, Texas, barb wire. I just want to see like maybe what their justification is. Okay, let's see. This says, the Supreme Court on Monday ruled 5-4, delivering a huge win to the Biden administration in its ongoing legal battle with Texas over the southern border by allowing federal border agents to cut or move barbed wire fencing the Republican-controlled state installed at the border. The ruling does not call for Texas to take any action in the matter, and the state's governor suggested in a post on Twitter that Texas will keep putting up the fencing. But I want to see what their... the Supreme Court's ruling came after the Biden administration asked the nation's highest court to vacate an injunction that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals imposed last month, which temporarily paused a lower court ruling that allowed federal agents to cut through the wire.
Why would the president and his cabinet want more illegal people coming in? Why would he even get involved with that? It's fucked up. You know that.
Well, the border is a federal issue.
Okay.
Texas border with Mexico is a state border and a national border.
But my point is, people coming here illegally, it's a problem. But it's a serious safety issue. Major safety. We know how many people are dying of drugs with the fentanyl, the cartel coming in, the sleeper cells, the people can't handle it. The liberal cities and states are having problems. They're begging the federal government for help. It's a major, major what?
I just clicked on the other tab and it was Pamela Anderson's tits right on the thing. Okay. It just made me laugh.
It's a major, major problem. I don't understand the purpose why they're fucking letting people, unless they want to destroy America. Because there's nothing good.
It doesn't seem like it.
Well, listen, you're a smart guy, okay? My point is, if you could tell me one, I'd like to know one positive thing is why are they letting everybody in?
No, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
It does not make sense.
Go ahead.
So the Supreme Court, we're recording this on Friday. That was on Monday. The Supreme Court was like, nope, Texas, you can put up the barbed wire, but federal agents can come in and cut it down.
Right, but now they can get their own state agents in and say, fuck it, we don't need the federal agents.
So it was yesterday.
By the way, the federal agents don't want to cut it open. They're not happy. There's big problems. They don't want the people coming in over the borders.
No.
They're not getting help from federal government aid. They're not getting anything. They're not getting support. I've seen the federal agents talk on the news. They're very disappointed. There's no support or aid coming from the federal government.
So Governor Abbott, let's read the exact thing because I think that's important. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott, let's see. I have it here. Put a statement out on Twitter. Interesting too that it was like posted on Twitter as the main avenue of disseminating this information. Okay. Just kind of shows where things are now. Mm-hmm. You know, like he didn't.
It's not in the New York Times.
He didn't state it on camera on MSNBC. Like he put it on Twitter. So this is a statement after that came about. So it was January 24th. So it was Wednesday. Yeah. The federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws on the books right now. President Biden has refused to enforce these laws and has even violated them. The result is that he has smashed records for illegal immigration. Despite having been put on notice in a series of letters, President Biden has ignored Texas's demands that he perform his constitutional duties. They list a few things, but then they say, under Biden's lawless border policies, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed over
that we know of
our southern border in just 3 years. That is more than the population of 33 different states in this country. That's insane.
Insane.
Yeah.
And the safety is such a problem.
So he said, this is where I thought this was really interesting because in this statement, he cites to the Constitution and he shows these are violations that the federal government is doing against the Constitution.
Yeah, but we know that Biden will violate it all day long.
But once you do, like if you have actual set constitutional rights that you can show, look, here it is, you're not doing that. That's a legal argument that Biden has to address. So I don't think he has to address. I'll tell you why I think he does after I'll read it.
I agree that he should address it, but he doesn't have to do it.
Legally, if the president violates the Constitution, Congress can impeach him.
Okay, we know a lot of stuff that the president has done that no one gives a shit about, and his family too. All right, continue.
But citing to the Constitution is giving Texas the justification for what it's about to do, which I think is important. And so instead of just being like, we're gonna not fucking listen to you, we're just going to go rogue. No, it's like, we're going to uphold the Constitution. I think it's a much stronger argument for rebellion than just being like, fuck you, I'm not listening.
Understood.
That's what I'm saying. So it says here, it says, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, blah, blah, blah. They wrote the Constitution, foresaw that states should not be left to the mercy of a president who does nothing to stop external threats. That's why the
framers... That's one right there, external threats. That's a serious
issue. Well, so he cites specifically, he says, that's why the framers
included... Isn't your laptop going to fall?
No.
Okay.
That's why the framers included Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which promises that the federal government, and now this is in quotes from the Constitution, shall protect each state against invasion, and Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which acknowledges the state's sovereign interest in protecting their borders. Okay, so those are two articles and subsections from the Constitution. Then he says, the failure of the Biden administration to fulfill their duties imposed by Article 4, Section 4, has triggered Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which reserves to this state the right of self-defense. For these reasons, I have declared an invasion under Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, to invoke Texas's constitutional authority to defend and protect itself. This is the craziest sentence, too. But this is where I think the whole thing... He says, that authority, this is one he's saying he has just granted, is the supreme law of the land and supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. The Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and other Texas personnel are acting on that authority.
I love it.
As well as state law to secure the Texas border.
And I agree 1,000%, and I love it. And I support this fucking guy. And a lot of other governors... In other states, who knew exactly.
23 or something. Awesome. I have a map of exactly awesome. Who it is.
It actually gives me chills in a positive way.
When I read this letter.
In a positive way.
So I've always been saying, oh, the state should secede. They should stand up to the federal government. When I read this letter, I was like, this is the closest huge. Thing to ever
100%.
Questioning publicly the legitimacy of the federal government.
I think it's great.
And here's what, this is such a good move. Because it's a complete win-win for Abbott and it's a lose-lose for Biden, no matter what. Because here's the thing, either there's only two ways that Biden can respond. There's two sides, right? He can
double down.
He can say, nope, you're
or
wrong.
Or support it.
Or he can concede. Either is a lose-lose because let's say he concedes, right? Then the federal government loses all their legitimacy, right? Because then a state is like, we're not lit. Once it's like a kid, you know, once a kid realizes, oh shit, my parent isn't going to follow through with the threat.
No credit, right.
They can do, the kid does anything they want. It's a free for all now. So the government, the federal government will lose all its power. Or the other way, let's say Biden is like, nope, can't do this. We're now going to send federal troops to stop you from doing this. Then it's like, if you're a Democratic, if you're anyone, you're like, wait, so the federal.
Against our own people so in our federal, own country?
And not even for that. Right, that's a huge thing. But then it's like, what? To let people in? I don't. So you would literally, if Biden tries to stop this, then the federal government is sending troops to stop.
Right, against our own citizens and letting illegal criminals in.
Right. So the federal government will be superseding the rights of a state to let in. It's like they'll be laying their cards out on the table. I'd rather them. I honestly want them to take that option because that's going to lose all support for them. No one's on the other side of the immigration issue. Even diehard libs in New York City and LA,
don't want
Chicago,
them anyway.
They're like, we can't deal with these fucking immigrants.
No, but it's too late. The faucet's broken.
Right, too but late. That's why it's too late because a lot of the damage is done. But this is like forcing the hand because what's Biden going to do?
They're going to bring it. It'll be interesting. Texas and the supporting governors, state governors, are going to bring in their own troops to help.
So the Texas state, it says the Texas National Guard. I don't know if that's a federal thing or it's a state thing. I would guess it's a state. But why is it called National Guard?
But I think it's what?
Let's see. I think it's state too. The Texas Army National Guard is a component of the U.S. military. And the U.S. National Guard. Texas Army National Guard units are trained and equipped as part of the U.S. Army.
Okay, interesting. It's quasi-federal, quasi-state.
Yeah, but their commander-in-chief is the governor of Texas.
Interesting.
And it was originally formed as the Texas
Militia.
By
the way, do you really think the federal fucking National Guards is just still human beings? Do you think they're going to say, okay, let's close up, let's do that? They're going to
know, but they do follow orders. Soldiers, that's...
Yeah, but this might be a revolt
they might
now.
There might be a coup.
Cool, right. This is interesting.
So it does seem like it's kind of both. Like they're under the power of the federal government, but they report directly to the state. And they originally were the actual, like when they originally were formed when Texas was its own country and they were the military. So at one point they were an
strictly
army.
Strictly for Texas, right?
So the thing, like, the fact that a state governor is forming, is sending troops in defiance of a of the federal government saying no, it's like, that's the first step to a revolution.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And the fact that other states have been like, yep, we are behind it.
Yep.
We are behind you, and we will help.
We know it's not working the way it is. That this is why you people need to see how bad our federal government is, because letting these people in, it makes no sense. Zero.
But no one, truly, I don't think anyone is on the other side of that issue. I don't think anyone would argue against us and be like, no, we need to keep letting all these illegal people in. I think some of them might be like, oh, I feel so bad for them.
Why is it that?
I don't know.
I don't understand
but
it.
But that's why I'm saying this. There's got to be a word for some. There's got to be a word for this phenomenon where, like, it's something.
Lose-lose.
No. Something that is ultimately good, but it's bad in how you get to it. You know, like.
No, why letting these people in?
No. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, letting the people in, like, the federal government letting the people in is making everyone in the country realize how fucked up the federal government is. So it is bad, but there's a silver lining, because there are a lot of people that are like, a year ago or 2 years ago would have been like, I'm going to vote Democrat no matter what, because I just have to. Now they're like, this border crisis.
Do you think?
Yeah, because there were crazy libs in New York, right? Like, that are like always that have been super liberal their entire life. And 5 years ago were like, I'm super pro-immigration. And now that the migrants are on their street corner, right at the bottom of their apartment building, they're like, we cannot do this, right? It's now affecting their lives. It's gotten so bad that it's like touching everyone's lives. And no, I really, someone can come forward and try if they want, but I think it'd be very, very hard to find someone who like would argue on the other side of the issue, right? So the side we're on is we need to stop the illegal immigration. I don't think anyone would say, no, we need to keep letting the illegal immigrants in.
I agree with everything you just said. The only difference I think I disagree with, that when people come to the voting booth, if they're a Democrat like that, they're still going to vote Democrat. I'd just be honest with you. I think they're going to.
But if Biden...
Go ahead.
If Biden sends troops to forcibly keep letting them in, then it's like how... It's one thing to turn it up...
Americans are stupid.
But it's one thing to turn a blind eye, right? And be like, the federal government... Which is what the federal government is doing, right? They've been like... Oh, the border crisis. Oh,
never
it's
been,
a problem.
They've never even been to the border.
Right, but they're like acknowledging it. They're saying, oh, it's a problem. We're working on it. So that's them still saying, this is a problem. But if they send troops to forcibly let them in, right, like hold other people away so that they can come in, then it's like they can no longer claim like that they were trying to fix it. Now they're actively helping it. So I don't think anyone can then... That's why I think I hope that like you were saying, something was supposed to happen today, like right. They gave them 24 hours, right. Whatever. It's like, I hope that they take the position of we're sending troops, because then it's like, well, now we know where you fucking stand, because
I think we all know where
I know, but
stand.
But there's a difference between being like, I know it and them telling us.
I don't think anything's going to happen. Number one. Number two.
What do you mean?
I don't think they're going to do that and fight, you know.
So what do you think? So then what do you
think
is going
to
happen?
It's just another hollow threat that Biden does with everything else. Like no, when I he know, says to, when they say to, you know, to Hamas, don't. Remember, I just think it's like nonsense.
Right,
it's
but
rhetoric.
But like a year ago, no one was taking action, right? Texas was saying, oh, we're just going to, the illegal immigrants keep coming in and we're just going to bus them to New York or whatever. And right, so now that's not action on the border, but now one of the sides has taken action with soldiers.
Right,
so it's like something's going to happen.
I don't know if the federal government. Look, time will tell.
I'm not saying something might happen with the federal government. Something's going to happen with the Texas border.
They're already doing it.
Texas is shutting it down.
Right, and I'm all in favor of that.
Right, but that's something happening. So I think that's good because either that works or the federal government intervenes. So either way, it's a good.
I'm just saying that I don't think there's going to be a federal government. National Guard versus the Texas National Guard. That's what I'm saying.
I don't even mean like, oh, there's going to be like soldiers fighting in a ground war on the border of Texas. I think it's like a cold war, meaning like no actual like firing that's going off of like federal legitimacy, right? The Supreme Court, this has never been done before. The Supreme Court said, nope, you cannot do this.
Also shocking. But,
and then the Texas government was like, fuck you. We're doing what we want based on this part of the Constitution. If that, like, that opens up
other issue, potential issues.
Federal government doesn't follow through, it completely delegitimizes
that. But what about even the state's court saying, I'm taking off the ballot and it's going to, you know, the Supreme Court? I mean,
What do you mean?
I'm taking Trump's name off the ballot. These are all issues that are becoming state versus federal issues.
Right. But this is the first one where the state is like, 100%, we are not listening
to
you.
Let's see what happens.
And we are taking up actual action.
I'd be curious to know, and I don't know if we have time to read the Supreme Court case, the 5-4 decision.
Right, like why would they?
I would love to
hear.
What's
their basis? Right, that's what I was trying to find out. Yeah, because I'd be curious too. And let's see. Supreme Court. Let's see if we can find the actual.
You gotta type in Supreme Court.
No, I typed in Supreme Court Texas barbed wire.
Okay, gotcha.
This is SCOTUS blog. The Supreme Court on Thursday granted a request from the Biden administration to allow federal. No, this is. We want January 24th. That was January 26th. Can I just go to like the Supreme Court's website?
I have no idea.
Let's see.
SCOTUS.gov. I don't do it.
Is that right? Supreme Court website. I've been to this website before. Yeah, here. It's supremecourt.gov. Okay, let's see. So now we can go recent decisions, opinions. But is it an opinion or is it like a opinion in the court 2023? This was from, no, we want 2024. Okay, they're not out there. Case document, filings and rulings. I don't know if it's going to be on there.
If we can't find it, we can't find it, Bronny.
I mean, but like, how can we not?
We'll just monitor it the next day or so and see what's going on.
I want to read the actual, like, a quote here. Chief Justice John Roberts led the majority alongside Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Amy Coney Barrett, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, with the remaining justices in dissent. So interesting, it was all the liberal judges but Amy Coney Barrett. She's one of Trump's judges. The conflict over the border escalated earlier this month. No, just tell me a fucking. I want to read a quote. See, that's also weird. It's like, why? Like,
why can't you get
everyone
it?
Just saying 5-4 decision? It's like, what's their basis?
Maybe it hasn't been printed yet. I don't know. All right.
In a narrow vote, the ruling means the Lone Star State must comply with the Biden administration and allow federal authorities access to the border, contrary to recent actions taken by the state. Texas officials have argued that federal agents cut the wire to help groups crossing illegally through the rivers. A federal appeals court last month forced federal agents to stop cutting the wire. In court papers, the administration said the, quote, fencing further restricts Border Patrol's ability to reach the river in particular areas. Okay, here. Got it.
How long is it?
Department of Homeland Security.
How long is it?
State of Texas, 27 pages. But
we're not reading it.
No, but maybe. The government respectfully files a memorandum to address new activities by the Texas National Guard and Department of Public Safety since the government filed its reply. Those activities have changed the situation along the relevant stretch of the
Rio Grande. Why don't you scroll down to the decision?
It's not a decision. It's like a whole memo.
Oh, it's a memo.
Okay. See, that's from the Solicitor General. Here, declaration in the Supreme Court.
That's not what it is.
Yeah, this is it. Department of Homeland Security v. State of Texas.
No, but that's not the decision.
No, but I don't know if there is a decision.
Maybe it's not printed yet.
Let's see.
Maybe they rule, but they didn't give their opinion, Bronson. All right, let's see what
these
happens.
These are all the exhibits
let's
of see what the border. Happens.
We'll have to wait and see. It's interesting. It's very interesting.
It's the biggest move against federal power.
And I'm very happy that Texas is taking that position. They need to.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to come from this.
Well, we definitely have to keep you have to keep me informed because I don't know much about it. No, I'm serious. Yeah. I know it's funny.
That's what we do.
But it's this could be a very important pivotal point for states.
Right. That's what I'm arguing.
I know. I'm saying, right. Like, I'm excited to see what the outcome is.
Yeah. But it's also scary because, like, we float the idea of, like, oh, wow, it'd be great if Florida just became its own country.
It's not so easy, though.
Not only is it not so easy, every time there's a new country in history, every single time a country is new, it's like the first 20 years are a shit show as you're trying to figure shit out.
Right. I'm just talking like if I like.
But also, like half of why Florida is more than half, I would argue, why Florida and every other state in the country is nice is through federal funding. Most of the money that we have in this country,
true, but maybe our money won't go so much to federal food and state. Our money would go to, and we have the wealthiest counties in the country. That maybe would just go. It'll all go to Florida, and therefore the budget would be better. Maybe the budget would be better.
Yeah, but like, what happens in 95?
I don't know how it works.
I know, but like, that's like there are things that are like, fuck, that's. Well, like, you know, like,
well, look at Broward and Palm Beach County. Look, the roads are much better in Palm Beach County than in Broward because we have more money there.
Sure. What happens to the airports? Like, Ron, if you want to fly into New York,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's like not like, even though shit sucks right now, and I am more on the side of we should have like there shouldn't be a federal government. It's like we've been so entrenched in this type of life.
You might be right. It might be you're too hard to get out.
Not even that. It's like what we have is still good, even though our country's shit. Like, it's still the best country.
We just gotta get Trump in fucking office. It'll be fine. I'm telling you right now. You'll see. I pray he wins.
But then also, so let's say we get, but once this happened, let's say we get Trump in office and he's like, this is what you have to do. And California's like, no.
But California will have to listen.
Why?
Because Trump said so.
Why? Biden said so.
But Biden's an idiot.
Right. But so what will Trump do that by this?
I don't know. But Trump's much more forceful and gets things done.
Right. But then it's like, so. I'm on that side too.
It's like saying this, I could be a parent, someone else can be a parent, and it's shitty parents and it's good parents, just the way it is.
Yeah, but once...
So California would be the bad child.
Yeah, so what do you do to a bad child? Reprimand them, how?
No, with the, Trump will find a way.
I know, but that's worrisome.
Listen, there's nothing perfect, but I do know that we need Biden out, period. That I do know, period.
Yeah, just once you have states openly nullifying federal power... It's like
I don't think they're nullifying federal power. I think that, remember, I think that there is case by case, fact by fact situation. This, they might, let's say, who knows, prevail in something like this. I don't know the answer to it. I don't know. I don't know what they can enforce. And look, we definitely have turmoil within our own country on many issues. This, and we also know that there's red states and blue states, and we know that things are getting out of control. So it's just people pushing back, and it's going to be, it's like the union. There might be a strike. Then employees might leave, and then whatever, and you right, negotiate.
But when there's a strike, the company, like,
I get it, but
the
sometimes
children of the factory owner,
you're right, get hurt.
The wife of the union, okay. Everyone is like, okay, it's a terrible year.
But sometimes you might take two steps back to move one step forward,
or sometimes the factory shuts down because the union struck
and shit happens.
Went on strike,
but we know that it struck. But we know that it's bad. We know. Listen. There's some agenda that this fucked up federal government has that no one understands. Like you said, the Democrats even can't understand what's going on with this issue with the borders. It's a major fucking problem. Where I originally would run and I said, okay, my big concern was I care about my finances. No, my number one platform for what I want a president to win on is the safety of my country.
Yeah, that's, I think, how everyone bad. Too at this,
okay,
point.
And, okay, at your age, 27, right? 27 years old. It's, when I was your age, I didn't even think about that. My brain didn't even go there. It wasn't even a thought. Okay, it was like...
Because it was something you didn't have to worry about. But
unicorns and puppies, right? People in their 20s?
People in their teens.
Okay, that's a fucking problem. Get rid of the fucking cancer. He's fucking evil, toxic. He's a cancer. He's a tumor and spreading... We need to cut out that whole fucking government.
Yeah, right. It's not. I was just going to say, it's not him. It's not just him.
Government. I'm saying the government, right?
It's a much deeper issue.
I agree.
But then also the issue, even if we get him out, even if, let's say Trump comes in tomorrow, right?
Still, how do you...
They're also here.
Okay.
They're already here.
Listen, but all I'm saying is, again, this is way above my pay grade, like, what to do.
And it's like, but what do we do about that problem?
Okay, but
all Trump can't solve that.
But what I'm saying is, here's my thing.
He can put the plug in.
Here's my... Exxon... Water, oil carrier spills oil all over the thing. It's already happened. but you have to now clean it up. I don't know the process, but I do know that we have to stop the oil from spilling, so to speak.
Right, that's the first issue. First, is let's stop
it, and then let's fucking clean it up.
Right, I agree.
I believe in Trump. I do. I wholeheartedly believe in Trump. I think that
he's such an old man.
Okay, but he's smart.
Like 78.
He cares about America. He doesn't need this shit. They haven't found anything on the fucking guy. He's a wrecking force, force not to be reckoned with. Let's not spend an hour on Trump. But I'm saying, but we know the Biden administration could be irreversible damage.
Oh, it will be.
Okay. So
could be the end of this country based on this Texas stuff.
I want them fucking out. Period. 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 I want Trump in.
Yeah. I don't think anyone disagrees with you on the first one. I think no one wants the Biden administration in.
That's not
with
true.
This stuff,
Bronson. It's so fucking retarded.
A month ago.
I've heard my Democratic friends. They're not changing so quickly. I'm telling you, Bronson, people that left New York, Chicago, and LA to move to Florida because they weren't safe or a better place, I would bet at 80% of those people that moved for the reason they hated those states, the liberal ways, will still vote Democratic in Florida.
Amongst my age, I'm getting a different read.
Okay.
Might be a generational thing.
I hope I'm wrong, but I pray I'm wrong.
I also think the people who stayed in New York, who are the ones directly experiencing the day-to-day shit show.
Maybe those people will vote.
They're the ones who are like, we can't fucking do
I'm
this.
I'm happy about that, but I still think they're anti-Trump. They're going to still not vote for Trump. They'll vote for anyone but Trump, even Biden. And I think that people and Americans get very lazy and comfortable. And if you moved to Florida 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 3 years ago, they're 100% going to forget what the deal is, and they live in their insulated bubble, and they love Florida. They're going to still vote Dem. That's it. But all right, let's wrap it up. I'm a little bit tired.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I love you, Brian. Love no you fatherly advice. I guess we do have to make it next time, though, because people are writing in, and we haven't done in like 3 weeks, so let's do it.
Okay.
Everybody, thank you. Love you, Bronny. And again, sorry about the law school stuff, because I support you 100%, and I tell people all the time, I think you're going to be a far superior lawyer than I am, and you're going to kill it, so I'm proud of you. All right, love you. Bye.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.